Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Coming soon to Bob and Tom Television. He's a 600-year-old vampire with a diabolically insatiable appetite for human blood.
And an offensive gastrointestinal ailment. He's Count Flatula.
Once again, I, Count Flatula, am prowling the streets of Stanchelvania. I am a creature of the night in search of fresh blood. I grow weak. I must drink from this leftover vial of blood. Oh boy. That's expired. But alas, I see another victim. Count Flatula shall sneak up on her with stealth-like prowess. She will not even see me coming.
Woohoo! Man, that is stanky.
That wasn't me. It must have been a stray dog. Or perhaps the wolfman. You know, his manners are deplorable, and that hair is ghastly. By the way, it's a toupee.
Who the hell are you, anyway?
Allow me to introduce myself. I am Prince of the Undead. I am Count Flatula.
Prince of the Undead, huh? Well, it sure do smell like something died. Did you just step on a duck?
I want to suck your blood.
I want to light a match. Oh, man, that is nasty.
That's Count Flatula.
There's a vampire in the neighborhood. His digestion doesn't work too good. He drinks your blood, but it gives him gas. Now there's something evil coming out his ass.
Count Flatula.
That's me. That was a wet one.
Dang, that is disgusting.
Sorry, did I mention I was type O intolerant? It's a medical condition. Wait, that's beside the point. I am here to offer you eternal life.
I wish you'd offer me an air freshener, Slick.
Silence, my pet. Gaze into Count Flatula's eyes.
Your eyes? Hell. I can't stop looking at them pointy teeth. And what's up with that black cape? What are you, some kind of pimp?
Seriously, you must look into my eyes. I want you under my spell.
Don't you mean under your smell?
Madame, you don't understand. I am a vampire. The famous Count Flatula.
Damn it.
Forgive me. I had a little Italian yesterday. I think his name was Guido. Way too much garlic. I could probably use a breath mint.
Well, player, that ain't your breath I'm smelling. Okay.
I tire of your insolence. Perhaps you don't understand. I am a vampire. I live in a coffin.
I don't know about no coffin. What I do know is I'm gagging.
Try to follow me, okay? I, Count Flatula, am immortal. The only way to kill me is to shove a stake into my heart.
No, somebody needs to shove a cork into your ass.
Alas, the hour grows late. Count Flatula must take his leave.
Where you going anyhow? Back to your crib?
No, I must pick up my violin from the shop. I got a gig tonight.
A A gig? Where at?
Where else? At the Bat Mitzvah.
Now that really stinks.
That's Count Flatula.
If you don't want to hear him fart, just drive a stake into his heart. He'll scare the pants right off your ass. Then he'll say,
it's a gas!
Count Flatula.
Sorry.
Oh, that stinks. Count Flatula, when he cuts the cheese, it's always Munster. Count Flatula, starring Bela Lugosi. He only comes out at night. Tuesday night, that is, at 8, right after an all-new Law & Order SBD. Only on the Bob and Tom Television Network.
Be there!
Damn it.
Count Flatula.
John brings his skewed sense of humor. Jeff brings tips to cut strokes off your next round. Together, it's those weekend golf guys.
They'll pay a lot of money to PXG and Titleist and Callaway and on and on and on, right? How many yards do you think you're going to pick up with that extra driver? I think I can get an extra 5 to 10. What if I give you 15 to 20? You pay me more.
Jeff Smith, right? Teaches on the sliding scale.
Those weekend golf guys, the podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.